Rough Mix with Brian Kelly, the podcast where I talk about how my music is made.
Sounds are all around us. I have slowly come to the conclusion that all of them are potential tools for inspiration, as this episode of Rough Mix shows. Welcome to Rough Mix 123, Press 1. As the title implies, this episode was inspired by a recording I made while trying to call a credit card company. It was an automated voice, you know, that kind that annoys us all so very much. I decided to try to use it instead as an inspirational tool, and this cast is the result. The important thing here is not what I did. The music is truthfully pretty lame. But this is the rough mix, and therefore I am sharing it with you. I'm sharing the raw data of the songwriting process in the hopes that it will whet your songwriting appetite. Your inspiration may create something quite different, but who cares? Your music should be yours. So let it loose. In any case, here is the music that came up and the thoughts that accompany it.
Okay, this recording is inspired by an outsourcing, which was a piece of material I recorded when I was calling a credit card company just for some background noise. I thought I'd experiment with that, so here's when I was listening to this. The tune that came into my mind.
Make sure it does not reference this account number because it will be returned as invalid. If you receive any reissued or upgraded cards with this account number, please destroy them. If merchants automatically know this account charges, like memberships or subscriptions, please notify them of the new account number when you receive the new card. If a replacement account has been set up for you, new credit cards will be received within 5 business days. If and only if there were fraud transactions on your account, you will receive a form to fill out called an affirmation of fraud. You should receive this form in 10 to 14 days. If you receive this form, please review, sign, and return it as soon as possible. This affirmation is needed to assist us in investigating your fraud claim. Fraud operations will research your fraud claim. However, we will only contact you if we need additional information or assistance. The next statement you receive from your account should not include any of the fraud charges we've discussed today. For additional unauthorized charges on your statement, please contact us to obtain credit for those charges. You are not required to pay for charges that we are investigating as unauthorized. Please subtract those amounts and make your normal payment. If you normally make the minimum payment, please make at least the minimum payment listed on your next statement.
For those of you who listen to this cast that are guitarists, who want a little more information about what I actually did with the tune, there are a lot of pull-offs and hammer-ons. The idea that I had here was focused on basically two chords, which was A minor, E minor, and derivatives from that. And the basic inspiration that I got, if you want to hear it in words, from this message from this credit card company was that it was kind of repetitive and a little boring. It had a main theme, however, to which they stuck religiously, and I thought, well, we can do this with the music as well. We have a main theme that doesn't have a lot of variance or has a kind of a basic line. And my idea in the future for this, just in case you're interested, would be to take that thought and slowly, ever so slowly, increase the intensity, increase the volume, increase the difference in tone, make it fuller, make it richer, but to start from a really small, compact position that kind of sets up the main theme. Anyway, that's the kind of inspiration I got from this particular tune. And now for some housekeeping. First of all, if you're looking for a domain name, feel free to go over to GoDaddy.com and get a 10% discount by using the code BLU6. That's BLU6. That will give us some kind of income, which we haven't seen to date, but we believe that it will happen. In any case, it'll save you 10%, so go ahead and use it. Additionally, I can be contacted in a number of ways. You can, first of all, visit roughmix.com, that's R-U-F-F-M-I-X.com, and leave a comment. That will allow you the ability to have your comment be seen by others. You can send an email or a voicemail to nlnnet@gmail.com. You can Twitter me. My Twitter name is, again, nlnnet. I'm also available on Skype. My username there is Brian Kelly. That's spelled B-R-I-A-N-K-E-L-L-E-Y. Lots of other ways you can contact me, but the best spot to start is probably by going to the roughmix.com site. That's R-U-F-F-M-I-X.com. There you'll find lots of information that will help you. For those of you who are listening to this music on a website or somewhere else, you can actually subscribe to the RSS feed, which means it gets delivered to you without you having to look for it. You can do this by going to ruffmix.com. Alternatively, you can search for Rough Mix on iTunes. We're also listed there. Until next time, enjoy your music, and may it be rough. If you like this podcast, tell your friends. And if you don't, tell your enemies.
I love my little Diabla. She likes to play upon the rug. And when she's down upon the floor, she always wants to play some more until she comes around. And jumping up and down, she wants to play a whole lot more.